was the Word. We kind of read that when we did the candle thing. And the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that had been made. And in him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Some of the most powerful words in the entire Bible, as far as I'm concerned, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is hugely important if we're to consider that the Word was with God and that the Word was God. And he was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. He was there for the creation, this Jesus. He was there for the flood. He was there for the lighting of the menorah in the temple. He was there when they celebrated the miracle of lights. And he is certainly here now. The Creator becomes the creation. This is extreme and hugely important to our understanding. At least it was for me, to grab hold of what God has done and will do for you. So I always believed that there was... Am I too loud? Because, man, I sound really loud up here. If it's just me, I'm keeping you awake or something, then maybe that's what needs to happen. I don't know. But I feel like you can hear me breathe. I always believed in something, like many of you maybe. But even though I believed that there was something, it couldn't relate to me and I couldn't relate to it. I mean, I believed that there were angels, but you know, what does an angel know about heartache? It doesn't have a heart as far as I know. What do the spirits know about high blood pressure and anxiety? Even if I believed in them, they could not relate to me, and I certainly could not relate to them. What would they know about a broken ankle? They could not possibly even begin to understand me, nor I them, even if I believed in them. Spirit could not know me, and I could not know spirit at all until Jesus. Until Jesus. Jesus changed everything. And Jesus introduces us to a new, deeper reality that we can know God and that God could know us in ways that were never comprehensible to me before. He is not elusive anymore. Interesting. He's not far off anymore. He is not unable to understand anymore. And this is the great truth that sets Christianity apart from all of the other world religions. And religion is nothing more than people reaching up to God. People reaching up to God. You can give it whatever name you want, whatever denomination you want, but it's just religion. It's all trying to have a relationship with God. And then there's Jesus, God, trying to have a relationship with man. There's nowhere else you can go. There's no one else whom you can trust and look to. Our God has not remained remote and unapproachable. He came to us in person. He did not remain silent. And he didn't just write us a letter. He did not just send a representative or a prophet or another teacher or a great priest. No. He didn't just write laws and send them down from the mountain. No, he came to us as one of us. That should shatter everything about what you think religion is. The infinite one becomes finite. The eternal one subjects himself to the limitations of flesh. Why would a God do this? The scriptures describe it this way: who, Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient, even obedient unto death, death on a cross. It is impossible to overemphasize how important God's arrival on earth is. The world and life itself changed. It's forever different. God come in human form, spirit taking on flesh that we're celebrating. Christmas reveals the heart of God. There's your next one. Christmas reveals the heart of God. God's appearance in human form on the earth speaks volumes about his love for us. Perhaps you're familiar with these words: for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Listen, 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 listen. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The world's already condemned. He came on a rescue mission for you. That's the best news in all of the world. God deeply cares about you. He does not hate you. He does not despise you. He loves you. He is not angry at you. He does not consider you worthless. God's heart is for the love of mankind. God's heart is for the love of humanity. Are there any mankind in here? Any mankind, any human at all, any human being, and he's made a plan, listen, to save us from ourselves, to save us from our sin. He wants to change our lives for the better, to point us in a better direction. He desires to give us a new life, one with significance and meaning and purpose, one that results in eternal life with him. See, we all have an eternal life, one with significance and meaning, purpose, and one that results in eternal life with him. Our destiny, our fate, is separation from him. He longs for us to be with him, to spend eternity with him. Is my brother Bill okay, man? What's going on? You all right, Bill? Okay. I saw him up there raising his hands, praising God. That's all I want to see. That's good for me. He ain't bothering me unless he's bothering you. He longs for us to be with him and to spend an eternity with him. This is God's love. This is the kind of God that we serve. He loves us more than we would ever No. He has not come into the world to take the fun out of life, but in fact, actually to make life more enjoyable as it was supposed to be, more than we had ever imagined that it could be. To give you a life fulfilled, give you a life that is deeper in its meaning, to give your life more significance, to understand why you were created at all. How much easier it would have been for God to just leave us to our own devices, to rain down fire from heaven. He could have just destroyed us for all of our wandering ways. But God is not hostile towards those he has chosen. He is not hostile towards his creation. Neither did he remain at a distance. In fact, he broke into the world and disturbed our equilibrium. He changed and reset the clocks. A love so strong, he punched a hole from the spiritual into the physical dimensions. And let's face it, the reality is we're much more comfortable with the God that keeps his distance. We're much more comfortable with the physical than we are with the spiritual. We're much more at ease with the God that stays away or stays in the temple. Or we can come and visit once a week. Or maybe, you know, on Christmas and Easter. We feel less guilty. with a God that doesn't care. Leave us alone already, God. Why all the pressure? Why all the shame upon me? If you feel this way before God, I'm telling you, you're feeling and thinking incorrectly about God. You're bringing something into a relationship that's physical, and he's speaking to you spiritually. He has so much more for you than you could ever even begin to think. And you think about your guilt and your shame, and he's looking at you with love in his eyes. When God came in person, he made everybody uncomfortable. And he changed lives. Jesus still makes people uncomfortable. And he still changes lives. He showed up invading our space, getting a little too close. He was interfering with how we run the world and interfering with how we wanted to live our own lives, peering into my conscience and my morality and my ethics. Why do we want him around anyway? God came even though he knew the consequences of experiencing humanity. He was willing to come even though he knew it meant rejection. Anybody ever experience rejection? He knew what it meant to experience betrayal, misunderstanding, pain, isolation, physical torment, even death. He would experience all that humanity has to offer, both the good and the bad. This is a God that I can relate to. And this is a God that wants to relate to me. God's coming in human form is important because it reveals the heart of God's love for us, but it also reveals the need of people. Christmas reveals the need of people. He joined us because we were held hostage in sin. To our own ways do not earn us a ticket to heaven. Our thoughts do not get us past the pearly gates. Our ways, corrupted and contaminated. We are in real danger of spiritual death, eternal separation from heaven, eternal separation from God. It's already set in motion, and he rescued us from an eternal danger. Imagine that. The God who could have crushed us because of our sin, instead he comes into the world to be crushed for us. The creator becomes creation. No wonder all the spiritual creations are seeing something magnificent. What are you seeing in your physical realm? We do not even understand the full extent of the danger that we are in. We're too ignorant, too stubborn in our own pride, and, well, many still are. But you see, just at the right time, when we were powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. How about that? How about that? You see, just at the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us that while we were still sinners far away from him, Christ would die for us. He came to die, born to die. He had a mission. That mission had your name on it. This is an incredible story of love, an incredible rescue mission. God's appearance in the world revealed his heart, and it revealed the people's need. God's coming in human form is important because it reveals God's plan. It revealed God's plan. The Bible speaks of the mystery of God's plans with these words. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in the flesh. Merry Christmas. He appeared in the flesh, was vindicated by the Holy Spirit, was seen by the angels, preached among the nations, and was believed on in the world, and was taken up into glory. That great mystery. We could not have imagined it. We could not have thought it up in a million years. He had to reveal it to us so that we might come into an understanding and a greater insight of things that are beyond our own thoughts. The creator of the universe comes to a rebellious world and he avoids nothing. He avoids nothing. Hunger and thirst and sleeplessness, and dirty diapers and pain, tears and suffering and betrayal. Physical death. He was born to die in the place of those who deserve to die. He suffers for those who deserve to suffer. He is broken that you might be whole. He comes as prophesied. He comes as predicted. And many see him as a waste of a life. The scriptures choke on its own words. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came into that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. Christmas is this. Here's your final one. It's the elimination of the separation. That's what it is. Nothing less would do. Nothing less will do. The world has become flesh, and now here he is in person. Spirit became flesh. This great God, he just made it personal. This great God, he just made it personal. Tonight, between you and him. This Christmas, between you and him. Your salvation, between you and him. Your faith, between you and him. Your belief, between you and him. Because I can promise you, when you get in front of the pearly gates, it's not going to be you and your pastor. It's not going to be you and your best friend. It's not going to be you and your spouse. Not going to be you and your kids. Not going to be you and your grandma. It's going to be you and you alone before a righteous and a holy God that says, "What did you do with my son Jesus? I came to you, and you rejected me." As we read the Bible and we hear these messages, we're just not acquiring knowledge. We're not just acquiring insight. Jesus begins to emerge as a person. Spirit begins to take on flesh. You begin to understand in a way that God understands you and knows you, and you can know God through Jesus Christ. We find scriptures are more than words. It's affecting the soul. It's more than our thinking that's being affected. It's our very being touched, changed in the deepest cores of our beings. Hearts are mended. Hearts are healed. Hope is established. The love of God is made real and is made very personal. For the least of these I have come. For the least of these I have come. I have come for you. I pray this Christmas is the most personal one you ever have with God. And what is it exactly to be intimate with God? This is what God has done for us. The Word became flesh. We call him Jesus. We find him lying in a manger. Spirit becomes flesh. The King of Heaven puts aside the heavenly robes and all his divine privileges, and he came to us as one of us. He lived among us, ate with us, drank with us, cried with us to win our love, to eliminate the separation, to unite the physical and the spiritual, to tear the veil, to open it up, that all may come to know. He could have forced us. He could have overwhelmed us. He chose to romance us. See, Jesus is not just a story to be told. He's a person to be experienced. Let me pray with you. Father, I thank you for nights like this. I thank you for the evenings where we celebrate you and celebrate children. And Father, I pray, Father, for those kids. I pray your blessing upon them. Keep them under your wing, Father. Keep them under your protection. And Father, might I just expand that and say, we're your children. We're all your children. Would you keep us under your wing? Would you protect us? Would you provide for us? Would you sustain us? Would you give us good insight, good knowledge, Father? I pray, Father, that each of us would begin to take on a personal relationship with you, and our understanding of the love that you hold for each of us would begin to shine, would begin to grow within us, and we would have the eyes of Christ to see the world as you see the world. And Father, I would pray that you might involve us in your plan. Would you utilize us, Father? Fill us with the Holy Spirit of God that we might be that which you desire us to be. For your honor, for your glory, in the name of your Son we pray. Amen. God bless you guys.